Blog Talk Radio.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was dark, now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words.
Once again, Monday, 5 to 6, I'm here, and it's about you. It's not about me. It's about your day at work. It's about the write-ups you get. It's about the commissioners. It's about the mayor. It's about all the people that's supposed to be doing something that we pay for, the soda tax. I noticed that the soda tax, a lot of people are complaining about the soda tax, and they're looking at their receipt, and they can't believe it. The retirees. Here it is, the retirees have put all this work in. Now We can't even help the retirees to get a good package that make them make the city honor the retirees of what they agreed to. So it's about you. The first three of your phone numbers, the way I usually call you out. A lot of people called me last week and they said they've been listening to me on the internet, so I'm cool with that. But if you want to call in, call in. Don't be scared to call in. I don't say your name. 602-753-3017. That's the number. If you'd like to call in, I'm only going to use the first three of your phone number. So a lot of people call me after the show telling me all the things happening at work and how they're getting rolled up for little things and the they're telling me all this negativity. Call in. Let your voice be heard. So I'm going to go straight to the line. We have Dan the Man here. What's up, Dan?
How you doing, Reggie, and all listeners on the internet and phone?
And we have Pat. What's up, Pat? Welcome back. And hope your health is doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Evening, Reg. Evening, Dan.
Good evening, Pat.
All right, so we can jump right into it. It's a lot of things. If you want to talk about, we can talk about it. One of the biggest thing on TV was the North Carolina, the Virginia Carolina incident with the Trump. If a lot of people want to talk about that, you're more welcome to talk about it. But it's an open platform. Anything is open. Dan, if you want to fill us in on anything, you know, go for it.
Well, that Charlotte, that's a smokescreen issue. I mean, it's an issue, but let's talk about the budget that was passed just a couple weeks ago by our Democrats and Republicans. All new hires, the law changes how state government calculates the amount of money for TRS and other programs will receive from 2018 forward. Now they have a thing called smoothing for the actuarial, for the pensions. Prevents payer from sudden changes in market returns or volatility. So it reduces funding pressure in the short run, but it does nothing for the long-term pension underfunded liability. Nothing. So this is called a smoothing effect. So they average it out over 50 years instead of 30. See? So what the legislature will say is, well, we're not doing too bad with the pension fund, but they're using a 50-year average now instead of a 30. So it's... These guys are cutting, you know, the Democrats and Republicans are cutting away at our pensions and benefits. There's nothing wrong with kicking the can down the road. We suggested doing that 4 years ago. But no, they came up with a ramp, a pension ramp that was unattainable. And that's when they started the COLA cuts. That's when they started the pension cuts. Now they realize that pension ramp was unattainable. Now they're changing it. So why didn't they do that 5 years ago? That's what I don't understand. Because they thought they would get away with cutting the COLA and cutting state workers' and teachers' pensions. And they didn't. So far, they didn't do it. They created a Tier 3, which in the long term will cut. They will cut new hirees' pensions.
Pat, you want to say anything? Now, I don't know a lot about it, but I do know Great Lakes, which is district council, agreed to a lot of this. And if you ask me, my opinion, they agreed to it because as long as the general laborers are paying into the pension, it fills the pocketbooks of a lot of people going up. But as far as the people coming in, you're still under a four-year probation. So that the pocketbooks would always be filled going up. So, Pat, if you want to say anything about it, you're more welcome.
Yeah, don't forget, too, with these the new hirees, you're getting two people for the price of one. I mean, you know, you're getting double union payments. They love this shit. And, I mean, it's just the way everything is now. Everybody's out to cut the workers and the little people. And it's unfair. It's unrealistic. But that's what this nation has come from. There's one of the suburbs, I posted something on that they went bankrupt. And these people are going to have to go on, from getting about $5,000 a month, they're going to have to go on welfare and assistance just to live. I mean, that's what you work your life off for. I mean, if we all knew this shit, we wouldn't have put our money into the city or the state or whatever the pension fund is. We would have went to a private pension fund. You know, we were told this is the best deal that there is and everything, and it was working fine until the shit hit the fan and everything caught up. Now, in this suburb, they wasted away the money. They didn't pay what they were supposed to pay, and yet nobody is charged with anything. Nobody is doing jail time. These are people's lives they're screwing with, and it's perfectly legal. I mean, that's a crock of shit.
I totally agree. Now, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of laborers are under fear right now. And what I mean by that is, right now, you had a union that actually tells you they support Rahm Emanuel. So the write-ups you get, I want to let a lot of laborers, because a lot of them listen to me online, you do not have to have a union rep to go into office to represent you. You can hire a private lawyer, a labor lawyer, to represent you. Every union rep has a bond on them. It's like it's an insurance bond. So you can sue your own representative for not representing you right, call a DFR, a duty of fair representation. If you don't feel your representation represented your cause, you can put a lawsuit against your the person that represented you and your local. So we have to learn the rules of the game if you're going to play the game. A lot of the members that represent us are friends with the people that's writing you up. So it's like going in a circle. You know, we have one person at D8 to tell members, call your union. Matter of fact, use my phone. So it's a slap in your face. I'm going to introduce another caller, then we're going to go up and down the board. I don't call no names. 516, welcome to the show. Anything you'd like to talk about, you're more welcome to talk about it. And welcome to the show. 516, welcome to the show. All right, I'm going to leave your line open. Maybe you're busy right now, 516, but I'm going to go back up to Dan.
Okay, what Pat's referring to is Harvey. It was a Harvey public workers. Harvey didn't pay into their pensions. What Harvey did, they put like $1 million in last year. That was the money they owed the city for using getting city supply from Lake Michigan. So I'm glad they screwed Chicago, but they didn't. They underfunded their pensions. Now these guys may... You know, it's a small suburb. They may or may not have bankruptcy. They could probably go bankrupt, a small city like that. Whereas Chicago would have a harder time going bankrupt because they have too much income coming in. So Harvey could go bankrupt. Those pensions could be in jeopardy. And it's too bad. Like you say, those are people's lives. They never paid into it. And Emanuel and Daly did the same thing here, only this is a larger city. They can't get away with just not paying anything. The courts, as you know, Pat, have made Emanuel deposit money for TRS, labors, and other municipal funds this year. However, it's still not enough. He can also put in some more if he's an upstanding mayor like he claims to be. But as we know, he doesn't care for he wants labor's help in getting elected. He wants the aviation department workers ringing doorbells for him and Pat O'Connor. But yet he doesn't want to fund their pensions. So it's up to these guys that are ringing doorbells for him to wake up.
Wow. Pat, you want to respond?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. They're the same people that are standing in your back and taking not only from you, but taking income from your family, because whatever you're getting cheated out of, your kids, your grandkids, they're all getting cheated out of the same money too. And, you know, and you're going to sit there and work for these people? That reminds me of... you know, some of these old-time politicians we have in office yet. I call him Bury Your Ass, the Cook County guy with the taxes. Look at all the people that ring doorbells for him, and he just turns around and screws them. I mean, it's the same all over the place. When are these people going to wake up and say, hey, you know what? You don't support us. Why should we support you? All these new progressives in the last election, the automatic election, they all wanted our backing. We backed them all. And what did they do when it came time to vote? Not one spoke up for us. Not a one. And that they're called progressive. That's what they like to call themselves.
Integrity. Well, you know, a lot of guys told me at work, I don't want to put nobody names out there so I can show who told me, but a lot of people came up to me after the election. They was telling me, I didn't vote for those guys. I didn't vote for those guys. And the only thing I can think of is, you keep telling me you didn't vote for them guys. It's almost like Judas with the Jesus thing. These guys won, and you telling me you didn't vote for them. So they won. Somebody voted for them. So now you have to suffer for 4 years. 4 years of whatever they do with Rahm Emanuel, because you already, I played many tapes. They love Rahm Emanuel. They love the private sector. You had your business manager saying he loved for you guys to do in-between loads. So he don't want you to get a break. But yet and still, this is what you wanted. So congratulations. You have a union to support corporations, support 1950 an hour. That, and, you know, if you add up the 1950 an hour, after you break it down as far as the union dues, break it down as the taxes they paying, the wellness program, you're not even you're making around about $11 an hour. So this is something that people like Pat and all the retirees worked so hard over 20 years to bring us to a living wage. You took it away from us. So it is what it is. I'm going to let anybody respond, or if any conversation you want, you're more welcome. I'm going to check with 516. You got anything you want to say before I go up the board?
One of the things I wanted to say is you're looking at also, not only are they making $11 an hour, but look at the beating that they're taking on their bodies, and they got to go longer years than we do just to make a decent wage, and they have to go longer just to retire. But my thing is, and I heard one of the other guys saying it, my other thing is this. If these guys are supposed to be locked up from some of the stuff that they're doing, then why aren't they locked up? I mean, even if a few people come forward and say, hey, we want to press charges and all of these people should go to jail, at some point, I don't know, they call me a conspiracy theorist. To me, it's all one big game. Everybody's in on it. And if we don't have a plan B as far as that, bringing another type of way of bringing in some more income, it's just a big game. That's what it looked like to me, because I'm sure somebody else could have said, hey, those guys, even if we don't say it, those guys should be locked up for the criminal things that they've done. But yet and still, you go in the courtroom and a judge overrules and throw it out. So to me, they all it's not just the local 1001, it's even the bigger local. What's the bigger local? I forget the bigger local. But to me, it's all a big game. If we run and take our issues to the bigger union or the bigger local, and then it's thrown out, or it's not enough people, or we didn't have enough signatures to really get this by, so it's not enough evidence to prove that these people really did this. But to me, it's a big game. It's a big game. And if we don't unite as a unit, then we all going to lose. So that's my statement.
The question is this.
It sort of gets
I didn't
want to
cut you off, bro.
But go ahead before you lose.
No, I didn't want to cut you off. I'm going to let Pat and Dan jump in. But the question I want to piggyback on you is, what is a union? Now, Pat can tell you when in his days what a union was. Dan going to tell you in his days what a union is. You can tell me what the union is doing now. But the definition is, what is a union? And the question after that is, are we in a union right now? Do the union really represent us? So I'm just going to throw that in the air. As they say, I'm going to throw that in the cloud. Go ahead, Dan and Pat, either one. Dan, you want to say something or Pat?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to say,
respond to 516. You're right. There's selective prosecution. I'll give you a perfect example. They went after Mel Reynolds a couple of years ago for a misdemeanor federal tax. He failed to file IRS taxes, a misdemeanor. However, there's an article I'm reading from here. There's a major tax sheet. Is retired Chicago Police Department Sergeant David Wellbill. And December 4, 2014, Wellbill, a 28-year CPD veteran, pled guilty to evading federal income taxes owed by him and his wife. He owned a security firm that did, for Soldiers Field and other events. He concealed $5.7 million received by his firm, which he's owned for two decades. He faced a maximum of 5 years in prison, but was sentenced by Judge Robert Gettleman, federal judge, to 3 years probation with 6 months home confinement, including his winter home. Now, they went after Mel Reynolds on TV. I remember it was about a year or so ago. They just went after him. Like, this guy had a misdemeanor tax charge, misdemeanor. And guess what? This Wellbill guy lives two doors down from, guess who, Alderman Pat O'Connor. So there's selective federal prosecution going on. I still say the mayor and president have some control over that in our city. Why wasn't this guy, why didn't he do jail time? Because he lives down the street from Pat O'Connor, and I'm sure he's made hefty donations to him. So 516, you're absolutely right. There's selective prosecution. There's nothing we can do about it, but just keep calling the federal building. Just keep calling. That's what I'm doing. I'm emailing them all the time. And they'll probably get sick of my emails, but you know what? Do something or get someone else that can do something.
Pat, you want to jump in?
Well, usually when they go to income tax evasion, that's their last step to nail somebody. I know it happened to somebody that had funny money, and the government came back to him and says, "Well, wait a minute, you didn't claim that on your income tax." So I guess if you have funny money, you're supposed to put that on your income tax return as income.
I want to ask 516 or Dan, if you know, have anybody heard anything about the new contract that's been negotiated with Ron Emanuel and Local 1001?
You know
all
that's
I heard,
odd. Did you, Jeff? You know that's odd. Go ahead.
All I heard was what you told us, Reggie, that the negotiations are frozen, which means there will be no back pay. Usually after a contract, the negotiations go on for a year, year and a half, and you get a back paycheck. But now our slick union made a deal with Emanuel, and they came up with a quote-unquote frozen agreement, which means there's no negotiation, even though they're negotiating. They're telling you it's frozen. So when this is settled in a year and a half, guess what? No back pay.
And it's funny you say that, because I was just about to ask you guys, have you guys heard anything about it? Because it was only supposed to be a 30-day extension, just a 30-day extension. Now, this came out of Nikki Haye's mouth. Now, if it's going past 30 days, then like you say, once again, we've been bamboozled, because she texted me and told me 30 days. So the contract ended at the end of June, right? Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So she told me in 30 days. So that contract is over and done with. Am I correct? And so that means that we'll still be on the old contract pay when the overtime come up. Like, we got this overtime coming up next month. Is that Labor Day?
Yep.
Okay. So here we go once again. And like I say, it's just the games that they play, and nobody else seems to care. And it's like, and I'm not saying this to say being selfish, but when I go in a hearing, I want what I pay for, and that's all I ask. But if nobody else is willing to ask for, it's almost like going to Walmart and buying a 70-inch screen TV, and they give you the box, and you go home with it and say, oh, well, damn, where's my TV? Well, don't worry about it. It appears to be that they have numbed us that much that it don't even hurt no more. And it's like you say, it's the sad part about it is that a chosen few voted them back in. I'm sure a lot of people wasn't satisfied with them. But at the end of the day, it's like you just fucking just lie to us to our face, or you play the three card Molly on us. And we happy to lose. Oh well, I lost. Better luck next time. And this is the morale. And most of I guarantee you 90%, yeah, I'm gonna speak because my phone broke.
I can hear you, but I'm just saying, go ahead.
I'm just saying 80% is scared, the other 20 don't care. Because those are the ones who probably do their bidding for them. But go ahead, I apologize for talking so long.
You're okay, I'm going to throw this out there. When you were speaking, I thought of a rat. Right now, Chicago is facing a lot of rat problems, even with Tutu, the big rat. But a rat get immune to poison, and now they're using the dry ice to try to kill this rat. And it's almost similar to the union in some of the things that we're going through. So many members, and I tell everybody to call the show, every time you go to work, at least 20 people going to speak to you before you get to your truck. At least 20. And these are the same people that say, fuck Nikki, fuck James, fuck Bob. And as soon as you say fuck them, they pick up the phone and call them. Can you tell me, hey, this person just said fuck you. You're fighting against yourself right now. And it's sad because if you had a son that's 20 years old, 21, and you want him with a job like yours, that job is over with. There is no job like you no more. So it's sad. So I just want to throw that out there. I'm going to repeat this again because I have people calling in. If you want to call the show in, if you listen online, 602-753-3017. It's an open platform. I only call your first three numbers. So if you want to listen to the show, your first three numbers. So I'm going to introduce another caller to just call in. It's a different area code, but I'm going to let you know this is Chicago, Illinois, and we're a union-based show in city politics. So if you want to go within that circle, or I would entertain a little Donald Trump joke. So it's up, I really don't want to go into other politics. I want to stay within my area. So I'm going to introduce 576. I don't know your name. 576, the first three of your number.
Hi, I'm calling from Tulsa, and I'm curious, we're having problems with our city council, and do you have food deserts up in Chicago?
Can you repeat that last piece? I didn't hear the last.
A food desert where you don't have a lot of grocery stores. Do you have that problem in Chicago?
Sure. Yes, we do, and Ron Emanuel has been addressing it. But Dan, you want to kind of touch up on this with the food desert that Ron Emanuel is supposed to be trying to help out in Chicago?
He's doing very little. He built Whole Foods on the south side there in, what's his name,
wow.
George? Yeah, but he's not doing much. He wants the west side and south side. He wants them to stay poor and stay underdeveloped until it's gentrified. He wants all those minorities out of there. And once they are, he's going to gentrify.
And most food deserts are in minority neighborhoods. Am I correct, Dan?
Yes.
Yes, all of them are.
District 1 for us. We
have
15
you also have
dollar
the real
stores. Do you got dollar stores in that area?
A truckload.
We have dollar stores, but nothing's a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're using it as a grocery store.
Everybody's phone is open, so anybody can jump in. But my problem with the dollar stores is Why is it that, I'm not racist, mostly minorities from over east come over to our neighborhoods and get these stores and open them up and overcharge our communities and take the money and recycle it in their neighborhoods and
That's
bring
right.
new people after 7 years with a new tax? So I have a problem with that. You know, so it's not a racist statement. It's a factual statement, because if you drive in my neighborhood, majority of the stores and Roseland are owned by Arabs. And that money
okay.
don't come back into the neighborhood.
You also
so if anybody
want to
jump in, everybody's phone is on, and I usually keep it that way.
You also
and I need
got
help.
To realize that you have to realize that Ultra just lost all of their contracts. So all of the Ultras are closed down.
Hmm.
I don't know if anybody paid any attention to that, but
yeah.
Ultra had like at least six stores, and due to the price they say of the taxes, and they couldn't pay the tax, they didn't want to pay the taxes, and they wanted to renew their contract for 10 years. And Ultra was saying, well, if we renew the contract and we're not getting sales, that means that if we go out in 4 years, we still got to pay you for 6 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I think that was a plot that they used to get Ultra out of here. So now all of the big major chain, I know three of them right now that's closed. And Food for Less is probably going to be next. So all you have left is Walmart and the Dollar General.
At least you guys got Walmart. I mean, we don't even have that. We have 15 dollar stores, and that's in the
wow.
traditionally minority area, which is District 1 of Tulsa. I was just hoping maybe you guys had done something that maybe we could copy. And we have some outright racists on the Tulsa City Council.
Wow,
ma'am.
How do you handle
ma'am.
That?
Ma'am,
uh-huh.
word of advice, Chicago, don't copy anything that's going on in Chicago, because there is nothing good going on in Chicago.
Well, sounds like it's better than Tulsa. You know, at least you have a Walmart.
No, it's not. It's not, trust me.
Well.
Hey, can I interject something into the conversation? And I might be going a little over east with it, but... lately, I've been doing. You know, my father, I have a farm in Mississippi, and I always talk about going back to Mississippi to grow. And I've been really doing a little study on hydroponics and aquaponics. I don't know if you heard of this now,
yes.
576, but I think that people need to start getting into farming again, because the food has been poisoned. Governments don't want you to grow in your home or in your yards. So it's going to be a matter of time they're going to try to starve you out. I used to tell all my friends, in 48 hours, all grocery stores will be empty of food. So if you empty all the grocery stores of food, you're going to have a panic. And if you have a
mm-hmm.
panic, then they can call martial law and start rounding people up on disbehavior, your behavior. So my point is this question: how can you feed yourself? You have to learn to grow strictly with water in the root. So aquaponics, hydroponics, different things like that, you can still grow within your house to feed yourself. I don't know if you ever heard about that, but you go on YouTube and look it up.
Oh, yes. We've actually discussed that, and there's a lot of abandoned properties to use those facilities and have the water turned on to use it for that reason. And I mean, we're desperate here. I mean, it's sad.
That might be your best option, really.
And if you live in that area, you live 10.7 years less than the other counterparts in Tulsa. Do you have that problem
wow.
in Chicago?
Wow.
Well, you know what? If I got my two big brothers on there, so they got to keep me correct. To me, the problem I see now is corporate corruption. And I see
yeah.
that they're destroying our bodies. They're destroying our bodies that we work hard for. for 30 years or whatever, how long you want to work. They destroy your body, and then when your body is no use to them, they throw you in the gutter. They don't want to give you no health care. They don't want to give you no medicine. So they're really destroying you, and they're destroying your family, your loved ones that love you. So now a loved one has to pay for your medicine or pay for your surgery, and it really hurts that loved one. So that's the disease I see. I see the racism that Trump trying to play into the play card, which divides America. It's not race. It's about poverty. You know, if you don't have it, you don't have it. So now they're dividing us off skin color, and it's not true. It's not even a Republican or Democrat no more. It's poor. It's a poor crack. I'm a P. I'm poor. So that's what I see.
I hear
you. We didn't win someplace else with this conversation.
Well, I'm just trying to find out what other cities are doing that maybe I can talk to some people and get it going here. And, you know, it's just, I have no words.
Well, how many people in your organization, 576?
Well, I'm affiliated with a number of different organizations. Mine own is Political Woodstock, and I document a lot of meetings. Like, if you go on YouTube and put in Tulsa City Council with the, upload date, you'll see some of the impassioned speeches people are making. We have another meeting Wednesday. I mean, North Tulsa, you know, Black Wall Street is dying. So I'm just looking to other cities to see what we could duplicate. You know, I work with the city councilors, and one of them, this was her response. And tell me if you have this problem with your city council or alderman. I don't know which one you have. She goes, well, some of my children even date outside their race. She's justifying her statements and by statements like that. How do you reach a person like that that's in the power to say yes or no on a moratorium? We're trying to stop the dollar stores from building more dollar stores in District 1.
We have 50 aldermen in Chicago. This is an example where I said, don't copy anything from this city. Those 50 aldermen, there's 48 of them that are controlled by the mayor. He has the strings to his puppets. It's all they do is sit there and nod yes. They don't do anything for the people. They don't do anything for the city. We have murder running rampant. I'm sure you've seen us on CNN News.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I really am.
Well, I mean, that's the way this city is. It really went down the tubes. Hopefully, we get a new mayor and we can start cleaning up everything. But right now, I wouldn't copy anything in this city because it is that corrupt.
And you know what? I would love to throw this in the conversation, too. I know what, we got a new caller in, too. I'm going to introduce a new caller.
Okay.
576. One thing I like about you calling this show, we have to open our gates, our boundaries, and build an organization, a worldwide organization. So you might say, hey, Chicago guys, come up here. We need your support. We get a van and we drive 25 or 30 people up there to support you. We got to open our gates and show people that racism don't exist. So that's why I love your call. I hope you will, you know, stay in tune with us. And even if you want to keep calling, we give our numbers out. We got our own websites that we shout out to each other. I have no fear of saying who I am. My name is Reginald Camper. And I'm on YouTube. You can Google me. I used to be a representative for the local, and I have seen the corruption, and they really penalized me by sticking it right in my behind. So I'm okay with it because I don't work for money. I know money don't really exist. It's an illusion. Money is an illusion to keep you going. So I'm gonna hit another caller.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to hit another caller, and then we're going to go up and down the board. But 576, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Let's go to your first three numbers is how I call your name because I don't know your name. 220.
Hey, Red, it's me.
Two.
I forgot about the show. And Pasquale just hit me up, so I was just listening, you know, to find out what y'all talking
okay,
about.
Okay, well, hey.
I've been kind of busy.
And look, you know how we do it? I keep everybody line open. Everybody line is open.
Okay.
Jump in and out. Just try not to step on somebody when they talking. And right now we got a new member to the family, 576, and she was just asking about the you know, the desert for foods, which me and you always talk about because we in the hood. And she seemed like she cares. So if anything you want to share with her, you're more welcome.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna throw it in the air for anybody that want to jump in the conversation. Dan?
Yeah. I'd love to jump in the conversation. Can I mention this first, Reggie? Any retired laborers listening out there, I am running for the retiree trustee for local for the laborers fund, LABF. So if there's any retirees out there that want to sign a petition, I need signatures for a petition in order to get on the ballot. And I don't think there's ever been a laborer as a trustee. And the way these guys are running our pension fund in the ground, I want to open this up and I want transparency because if I get in, I'm going to report every month on what's going on at these meetings. It's been a big secret for too long. All these investment firms with our money are connected to the mayor, connected to the higher ups in the city hall. So this has got to stop. However, I need signatures. My phone number is 773-569-7269, and I can meet you at your house or a convenient location. But these signatures have to be in by Monday, this Monday, the 28th. So if you're interested in signing to get an honest person on the as a trustee, please give me a call. Again, the number is 773-569-7269.
All right. Hey, let me ask you a question, Dan. Go ahead, 220.
I saw your number posted. And I was trying to get I have two or three other retirees. I was going to give you a call where we could kind of meet you halfway. I just got to get in touch with them, but I'm going to try to get it done by Wednesday because I know you got to have the signature back.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm.
First name?
Oh, Newsom. Brenda Newsom.
I know you've been on the show. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Brenda. I'll be waiting for your call.
Hey,
Thank you. Dan,
let me ask you a question. Last election, when Frank Arullo ran, they threw a lot of people off the. They threw a lot of people. They would let them vote. Now, is there anything the retirees need to do to be qualified to vote? The union dues got to be paid up. Is there any way that you can say they can't throw them off?
No, as long as you're collecting a pension check, you're a retiree. You can vote.
Okay.
So, you just have to have a
phone
ID.
Do we have to
bring Brenda, if you need.
Hello?
Dan.
Yes.
Dan, she asked your question.
Do we have to bring the green card with us?
No. Just bring photo
okay,
ID. It'll be,
ID.
October 12th, I believe.
Okay.
All day. 321 card. But
okay,
first, I got to get on the ballot.
Hey,
okay.
So Dan,
yeah,
I'm going to pick up a petition. Let me know, because I do. Anybody in my neighborhood, I drive around. I got four people. Brenda, you know Edgar, and you know a couple of people that Edgar hang with. I'm going to get them to sign.
Which
so
Edgar?
I'm going to do the south side.
All right, just call
okay,
me.
Which
I'm
Edgar are you talking about?
Edgar used to work with us.
The driver? No, you're talking about the labor. Yeah, okay.
Right.
You got his number?
Yeah,
okay.
I got his number. I'll send it to you out when we get off.
Okay, because he know where Myers is located, and I could drive out to his house if you got the petition, because you know he can't really get around no more. But he live out in Calumet Park, and I could take it out there for him.
As soon as we get off the show, I'll send you that information.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so now we're going to get back online. So, anything else? We got a lot of retirees here. Anything that anybody like to talk about to get off their chest? We do have a guest, 576, from out of town, and her main concern was how can she make a better push for the food deserts and the dollar store. So, if anybody have a conversation about that, you're more welcome. And I already told her how I felt about it. I believe you should grow your own food. And 220, you feel the same way. Grow your own food, because pretty soon they're going to start poisoning up.
I got stuff going in the window, and I don't let nobody stop me. I bought me an arrow garden for Christmas so I could grow all my herbs. I had them all year long. And then in the summertime, I grow stuff in my window. As long as it's daylight, I'm growing. Okay.
But see, you know what? You know, and to be fair, a lot of people don't know how to grow. Me and my wife were talking, and she said that everything you eat that don't have a seed is not real. If you eat something, it's supposed to have a seed in it. You take that seed out. You don't eat the seeds. You take the seeds out and germinate them, let them get germinated, and grow the seeds. We are so, you know, carnivore that we just eat everything. And it's not meant that way.
Yes,
so I don't want to monopolize the conversation because we only got 14 minutes. So I'm going to go up and down the board for anybody who want to jump in the conversation. Anybody got anything they'd like to say, you're more welcome to say it. Pat?
Well, as far as the union, I've said it many times before, I don't envy you currents, because the shit you're going through, I never went through. My union was there for me. There was times we didn't get paid, or they says the checks will be they'll be in by the end of the day. After we waited the day before for the check, we hung around and waited, and the guy didn't show up with the checks. You know what we did? We sat down. We says, get the goddamn checks here, and then we'll be happy to go to work. And, you know, they called the union on us and everything. And the union says, well, the men will sit until they get paid. They're right. I mean, that's the kind of union we have. We didn't have all this here backstabbing going on and everything. The union meant honor. The union meant they would represent you. The union meant they were there to better your life and your family's life. None of this bullshit, you know, what's in it for me, put it in my pocket. That's why I want Dan up there for the retirees. I could just see him going head-to-head with Kurt Summers. Oh, what a beautiful sight it would be.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Pat? I want Dan in because me and you know for a fact, Pat, I was a business agent with him. The union have sold us out. But Dan would never sell us out. I turned down a $100,000 job, and I know Dan would turn it down too. And it's not about money, because money is not real. Money is an illusion from the Federal Reserve to say we have control over you. It's not real. So if your soul is willing to take money over another person's ability, and then God, shame on you. I don't want to get into a religious speech. So I'm going to go back to the board. I know we got 516. Jump in if you want to. I guess 576. I don't even know your name, but I know your number, and you're a guest. And do you have anything else you would like to say? 576. Okay. She must have stepped away from the phone.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
If you have anything else you want to say to jump in the conversation.
I just wanted to quickly say that I support, I forgot the rights with the union. Community, what's it called? Community? Community bargaining. And if you are on food stamps and you're finding it difficult to find fresh food, you can buy seeds with your food stamps. A lot of people don't know that they can do that. They can buy seeds with their food stamps and have a little small garden at home. I guess I'm concluding.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Did you know they had a limit on the seeds you can buy?
What was the question?
No, I was saying, did you notice that they had a limit on the seeds that you could purchase?
Well, you could buy some each month, and we go through different seasons.
Right.
You can take like you have after you chop up your lettuce head. If there's enough of a stock, if you put it in water, it will start growing, and you'll have more.
See, I saw a website. that showed that, where you could take the stuff that you already use, the onion, the bottom of that, put it in some dirt. You know, I'll be experimenting the seeds out of the tomatoes and everything. Even the seeds off the berries, it's tedious picking them all. But, I mean, if that's what you want, you know what I'm saying? And now they have all kind of indoor growth tents, you know, where you can grow your food. Like people start food to go out. You can just grow it all year long in your indoor grow tent.
Mm-hmm.
They got me one of those, too.
Okay. That's good. Well, that's all I wanted to say, that you could buy seeds with the food stamps and buy each month.
And you know what? I
want to
say, and I want to say this. I love this conversation. Maybe I might throw another show during the week on just organic farming, because that's something I've been studying. Because I do believe the only way to put people in submission is to starve them out. And you have to be able to grow your own food. So if you can't grow food, and even with hydroponics or aquaponics or even through the dirt, if you can't grow your own food, you are subject as a slave. And that's the fear that I have. So 576, I love your call, and I hope that you keep calling. And we're here every Monday from 5 to 6, and I hope I can reach out to you just to talk about how can we be a help to you and you can be a help to us on just learning how to be good farmers.
Well, go ahead and keep
up and
my
down
number.
The board. Okay, and I will. I'll call you, and we can talk, because I believe in organic farming. And Santos and all these people that's putting out this pollution of seeds, or having these chickens growing with no heads and feeding us. We have to learn to feed ourselves. And
yes,
that's something I do believe in. We only got 8 minutes left. I didn't do the 2-hour
yes,
show
sir.
Today. I know Pat gonna get mad at me, so I got to bring him a birthday cake. we got 8 minutes left. I'm gonna go up and down the board for anybody who wants to say anything to get off their chest. I believe my show is a love show. Say anything to get off your chest. If you're upset about your government, you're upset about anything. We get wrote up sometimes, and I'm telling everybody, stress kills. Don't go to work with stress, because it'll kill you. A buddy of mine just had a heart attack. He's a driver in the 52nd in Oakley. He had a heart attack, and you know what the first thing he told me? I got to hear up and get well so I can go back to work. And I said, man, calm down and relax. You just had a heart attack. So, let's go up and down the board. I'm going to start with Dan, and I'm going to go down, and we're just going to talk for the last 7 minutes. Dan, anything you want to say to get off your chest?
Yeah, I totally agree, but the way the job is now, there's stress all over. You can't avoid it. You know, it's easy to say don't go to work stressed. This is what Emmanuel wants. He wants to force out all the career service union wage senior guys that make a good wage. He wants them with the half-pay, $19.50 an hour guys with no benefits, no job security. They're on probation 4 years. And that's just this department now. When you go to our pension fund, Northern Trust, it happens in every aspect of the city you deal with. Your property tax, your soda tax, now your pension fund. Northern Trust is our custodian. They got $28 billion in TARP money in 2009, $28 billion. Now, I'm sure they paid some of that back, but they're also an investor for a pension fund. But I just looked something up. The retired CEO gave almost $26,000 to Emmanuel's campaign. So that, to me, is called pay-to-play politics. This is what Blagojevich went to jail for. Why isn't Emmanuel questioned by the federal authorities, or at least indicted? You know, it's just mind-boggling. This is called pay-to-play. When someone gives you a check and you give them business, it's called pay-to-play. There's no other description. So hopefully, you know, I'm praying that these feds will do something, this new guy coming in, Roush or something, that was appointed by Trump. Hopefully he'll really unload on some of these politicians.
I want to say I'm proud to have you as a friend, Dan, and you're always on your knowledge. And it's one thing about you. You're not for corporations or for the establishment. You're for the people. and I respect that. I'm going to leave your line open if you want to jump back in. Pat, I'm holding you for last. I'm going to go down to 220, anything you'd like to say, and then I'm going to go after 220, then we'll go to 576, I guess, and then we're going to have 516. Go ahead, 220.
Yeah, you know what? I really want to get off my checks, that goddamn new beverage tax. I got to travel all the way to another state just to give me something to drink. That don't make no damn sense. Okay, the way they're ripping us off. It's bad enough, people. I see people, it's not even strange no more to see people walking down the street with groceries in their hand. Okay, now I got to go out to another state to buy something to drink. That really just bugs the shit out of me. Okay, it's ridiculous. And I hope we, when election time comes, we remember who started this shit.
Definitely.
I see. My wife,
she added up the bill one day, and for a pop, for 99 cents, you pay $1.76. And when she added it up, she's like, "We paid almost $13 in taxes." And I couldn't even believe it because you know she handled the money.
It's ridiculous.
But when she said that, she said, "Hey, what? I hate to say it, we got to get off of the juices." And I got kind of upset. Like I like my orange juice. Anything with sugar, you got to get
off
the
juices.
Well,
you know, last week I went old school and did like we did growing up. I made some lemonade and iced tea, and I said I'm gonna get some Kool-Aid too. Okay, because I'm not paying that tax. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay, and look, I want to say thank you for calling. I want to say thank you for Pat for giving you a ring because it's so much that I be doing every day that I can't hit everybody. But thank you for calling. And look. Let's go to the phone line. I'm going to keep your line open in case of emergency. You have something to say. 576, our guest. Thank you for calling. And anything you'd like to say to get off your chest?
Well, if you get a chance on Amazon, you know, it's like Netflix. There's a documentary called Vaxxed, and it's about vaccines. And there's a CDC whistleblower. And there's a problem with the MMR with African-American toddlers, male toddlers, 36 months of age and younger. I was an insider, still an insider on that case, and I think it would be very prudent to watch that documentary. It's called Vaxxed. V-A-X-X-E-D. So even the Nation of Islam. Mm-hmm. The Nation, Tony Muhammad with the Nation of Islam has helped us.
I'm going to look it up, and I'm going to keep your number because I love to have intelligent people on the show, and thank you for calling.
I'm
going to keep your number open. No, hey,
yes, sir.
On my show, everybody is open. I never put nobody on mute because we have a round table conversation, and sometimes we don't agree with each other, and we just talk. So we hear every Monday from 5 to 6. Sometimes we do 2 hours into 5 to 7, but, you know, our show is meant for the people. So thank you for calling, and I will reach out to you because I love
thank
your
you,
organic farming. So let's go to 516.
I'm going to piggyback off of Brenda real quick, and I'm going to try to piggyback off 576 real quick. The sugar tax is not so much of them making more money. That's one of the issues. They're trying to see how many people are really hooked on this stuff. And it's showing you that people are still going to buy it because they're hooked on the sugar. And really a lot of that sugar is causing cancer. What a lot of us don't recognize is the sugar is causing cancer. So what they're really trying to find out is how many people is addicted to this sugar. It's just like with the cigarettes. People kept buying it even though the packs went up. I'll call you later. The packs went up, and 576, I think that you should get together with probably 5 or 6 members of your community where you at and see could you guys raise some money and build your own store there and grow your own foods right there at the store. We keep looking for government to help us, and government has turned their backs on us. That's the bottom line. That's the only way you're going to get help. And then when you get the numbers and you get the money, then you'll have people coming to you. So right now, we got to stop looking at government for help. They, in every city, government has turned their backs on us. And, you know, those are my ending statements. But that sugar tax, like you say, it's ridiculous. But it's not just to see how much money they can raise. It's to see if people still will purchase it. And, like I say, Go ahead, Pat. Close it out.
All right, we had 25 seconds. Pat, close us out.
Oh, man. Troy LaVarier. He's got an exploratory run for mayor. Okay? Remember the name. It's going to be our next mayor. He's got balls, and he's got fire, and he hates Tutu.
Oh, and
right,
that dump,
I'm gonna close
that's
out.
The 576, that VAT, Farrakhan was giving a lecture on that, and it was talking about how it messes the children up when they give them vaccinations. Yeah, so, yeah, she's right about
that. He got that information from us.
And you know what? And look, I'm going to say this real quick because I know we got to go. That VAX also, the government is starting to lock families up if they don't take the vaccine. So if you don't take it, you can actually be penalized.
In California.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
but you should have a right to control what goes in your body.
That's right.
Well, that's what you
so
also
on that
in
note,
Wisconsin.
He was four.
You know what? See, you know what? Next week we'll do a 2-hour show because I see now you guys got a lot to talk about. On this note, I want to say thank you to all the callers, Pat. I'm watching your health, and you give us a call. Let us know if there's anything you need to that we need to do. 576. Reach out to anybody. Dan, Pat. Pat got a website, and just reach out to all of us. And if you need our help, we're here in Chicago.
Thank
we have
you.
No problem with helping you. 220. I'm gonna reach out to you, and we're gonna talk about some garden. So until next Monday.
And the number.
Thank you for calling
the
show, and I love you guys. Say it again.
I need the number. The information
so I can get 220.
Yeah.
I got your number. I'm gonna call you after the show, and I'll send you Edgar's number.
Okay.
All right. So until then, I'm gonna play our goodbye song, and then I'll see everybody next Monday.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets,
hey, Fat Boy,
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do,
Fat Boy on campus.
Saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, and I stood tall and did it. laughed and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself? Then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.